Yeah.
Happy people.
Do you think it pretty much sort of sums up your campaign, really? You know, so near and yet so far. I mean, you got yourselves back into it, didn't you, with the back-to-back wins and carrying forward that momentum from last night. You must have been confident, or at least hopeful, you could get the result tonight.
Yeah, I think we did. You know, had to win our last three games. That was the target. We got ourselves in a position that we could qualify. It was in our hands, which was the first objective, and then. Halfway, I thought, you know, we were well in the game. But, yeah, probably summed up our performance, really, not being able to get over the line in a tight game. It's happened to us a few times this campaign, and they bowled very well at the death. It was an easy wicket, as it proved when we bowled back end, you know, slow wicket, pace off the ball was hard work. And, you know, they got a lot of experience, Surrey, yeah. you know, Clark and Dernbach and Curran's very decent at the death. So it was always going to be a challenge. When you get yourself in that position, you know, it's a 10 over on a slow wicket, it's never easy. So we were kicking ourselves, that's fair to say. You know, we had bad opportunities in this campaign to give ourselves a chance to get through this comp, and even in this game we had good opportunity to get ourselves through. But we probably overall haven't deserved probably quite to get through. You know, we fought hard back end of the campaign and it was all a bit late, really. And
I mean, you were being written off a week ago, to be fair, weren't you? Before you got the win at Somerset, and then obviously the big win last night. So
yeah, it was all.
Players have shown character to do that.
Yeah, they ebbed and flowed this division. We knew that everyone was beating each other. It was one of those. You know, you never quite knew where it was going to end. But a win here took you up about 5-6 places. A loss shuffled you back down the pack. It was a bit like that this campaign, but it's frustrating, disappointing when you get yourself in the position to go through and then it falls away at the last hurdle. We didn't quite get it right enough times.
Are you sort of a man given to retrospection? Will you go home tonight now and think about the campaign as a whole, or dwell on it, or you know, think what you might have done better as a team?
Yeah, of course. I think you have to, and certainly think about what we need to improve next year, and she needs to be put right in the winter. I think when you see the side like Surrey and how they bowl with their variations and their skill, that's what you've got to aim for. You know, we're not quite there yet. We're slowly getting there. But when you see an exhibition like that, how to close out a game on those sort of conditions, we've got to strive for that sort of quality, and there are other sides as well. But we weren't a million miles away. I think that's the bottom line.
We'll
win away. And So it's not all doom and gloom. It's annoying and it's frustrating because you want to go on and further stages and put yourself hopefully into final stage, and then you never know.
Would it be fair to say that, I mean, you've played some really good cricket at times, but probably not often enough?
Absolutely, no, absolutely right. You know, if you're going to win anything, of what I've said it in the past, if you're going to win anything, you've got to be consistent. You have to be consistent. You've got to play well for more often than your position. So we haven't. We let games pass us by, slip through our fingers. The campaign has been tough for everybody. You know, no one's managed to get a grip of it. No one's managed to get in their stride and play the way they'd like to play. And that is credit to the division and how many good sides are in this South group. But we put ourselves in that bracket as one of the better sides in this division. And you want to. You know, you back yourself to go on and into further stages. But yeah, I will, of course, I'll reflect. You know, you always do. It's hard to not, after the game, you end up, you know, not being able to sleep and, you know, racking your brains over and over again of what could have been. But it has gone. You know, there's no point dwelling on it.
It'll feel sort of all doom and gloom tonight with these 6,000 people who've come. But as you say, there's an awful lot still to play for between now and the end of the season, and you're back in Championship action in a week's time, aren't you?
Yeah, so. Yeah, absolutely. We've got 5 pretty important games coming up. And look, you know, we'll reflect and we'll move on pretty quickly from this. There's no point dwelling on it. Can't change anything now. We can only get better over the course of the winter in terms of our skills in white ball cricket, and that goes for the 50 over campaign as well. But more important things now are afoot, and we've got to get ourselves in the right frame of mind and the right headspace and get ourselves focused on Leicestershire next week.
Bank Holiday Monday that starts, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on the Monday. So yeah, there's so much to play for. And you know, I think when you have a massive disappointment like this and people will be hurting, you can use that to our advantage, you know, and make them realise that, you know, it's not a great feeling, but we can do something about this. We can try not to have this feeling again this season and make sure we to use it and fuel it, fuel the enthusiasm, fuel the motivation to go and try and win this championship. It'll be a lot of hard work, as it will be. Five back-to-back championship games is always going to be a challenge, but we look, we're in the shake-up and we've got a chance. So,
can you just sort of find it? I mean, what are the plans for this week? I mean, do you give the boys a couple of days off now before you get them in? And...
Well, we don't play till next Monday, so there'll be certainly a couple of days off at least, and then we'll plan through the week. Build up gradually up to Monday. And look, you know, it's, I suppose, not being in the quarterfinals gives us a good opportunity to really focus on the Red Bull. That's a positive, I suppose. You know, had we had a quarterfinal on the Thursday, we'd be obviously all focusing on that, and then a very short turnaround to a championship game. So there is a positive in that, I suppose. It's a thin positive, I guess, but give the boys a bit of time just to recover from this.